listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I'm riding around on my side of town, boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile, I had a coat for every style. Crocodile or gator type, I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months later, nine months after that, Similac, similar to saying mommy's baby, baddie's baby. When we had sex, I was in the Mercedes, and I ain't crazy, but if that's my baby, we gonna have to name the little baby Mercedes. The movie that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pocket's on full, so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host, Rod, and...
I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
That's my jam, and Karen. We are live on a Sunday afternoon. Ready to give you guys some podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search The Black Guy Who Tips, Google Play. I mean, The Black Guy Who Tips is everywhere that you listen to podcasts, pretty much.
Yes, we are.
You can also do stuff like go to our website, The Black Guy Who Tips, leave comments, vote in the polls. We appreciate everybody takes the time out to do that. We also have social media. Okay, guys, it's important to what we do here. We have the Black Guy Who Tips on Twitter. It's TBGWT is the name of that Twitter account. You can follow it. I do need to do some housekeeping, but I follow everyone back from that account. But anyway, what we appreciate is when you mention the show on social media, when you put hashtag TBGWT, when you're tweeting about the show, you're live tweeting it or whatever. All of that stuff helps us out. It spreads the word. It's so many times we see tweets and stuff with the hashtag in it, and we know this person listens to the show and they may be talking about a topic. All the time people on social media will ask like, hey, you guys know any good podcasts? And we see when you guys like shout us out and, and tag people and say, hey, check out this podcast. So thank you guys for all you that do that. You can also go on our Facebook page, which is The Black Guy Who Tips. It's a Facebook page, and join the Facebook page that we see when you guys tag that, when people are asking about podcasts and where can they listen to this. And that's where we post like links to episodes, social media things when we're on a podcast, stuff like that. When we go live, people always go, how do I get to the Crowdcast? Well, if you're a member of our Facebook page, you can actually click when we go live and see like the Crowdcast, and and go in there and join the Crowdcast, follow us, you know, hit the heart emoji, little heart emoji thing, and yeah, get updates every time we go live. So there's ways to be involved. We're on Instagram. I think Instagram is The Black Guy Who Tips now, right, Karen?
Let me check, because we had to change it.
Yeah, someone had hacked our old Instagram.
Right, so. And we literally had no access to
Shout
it.
Shout out to that. So, yeah, it's The Black Guy Who Tips is the Instagram now. So, yeah, just go there, same thing, post updates, stuff. We're on people's podcasts, things like that. Different life events, milestones, we'll post, like, pictures there. And Twitter, like I said, just make sure you can follow us individually as well. I'm Rodimus Prime.
I'm Say Dat Again, Dat as in D-A-T.
So that's what the show's brought to you by today. Social media, okay? All the places you can go and hang out and find other fans and stuff of the show. Like, a lot of people, you know, shit, we have people that have, like, met significant others via the show. We know people that have become best friends based off of just the hanging around the show online, you know? So, good luck to everybody out there. I would not start a dating app based off of the show, but I'm just saying, like, we have a good track record of having some pretty cool people involved in the mix, and you know, hopefully we continue to be able to have cool people involved in the mix. All right, we've been off for a week. We didn't do anything special. Just took the week off, that's it. And I'm gonna try to do that more. Like, I it was hard to stick to be honest. I kind of wanted to go back and be like, oh, we might as well just do a show anyway, but I was like, nope. And I do feel rest and refreshed. It's so funny, we always talk and preach about people taking vacation, valuing yourselves, at your job and, you know, taking your vacation time and shit, and then we never take any time for ourselves. So you know, it was cool to follow through on it, because, you know, the same way that that stuff works on other folks is working on us. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, just like anything else, you can literally burn yourself out. Your body is, particularly as you get older, your body isn't designed to go all the time.
Yeah, so we had a good week off. At least I did, you know.
I did too.
We didn't do anything great, but we just had, you know, time to think, time to do stuff,
play video games.
We were on, we still did some premium shows, you know, for the premium folks. Nerd Off, maybe a movie review or so. I don't remember if we did one. We definitely
yeah, Spider-Man.
Okay, so we did a movie review. We did
Balls Deep in pregame.
Yeah, we did that kind of stuff, so that was fun. But yeah, it was cool not to work ourselves to death for once, so that was cool.
Oh, a lip smacking good, was that last week?
That might have been last week, but yeah. It's out there. Mm-hmm. We just, premium people got stuff. Official weapon of the show is
the taser.
Unofficial sport,
bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme.
Oh yeah, somebody said, I forgot we did the MTR network with
We were on D-Palm and Chris's podcast recapping Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Last week.
So y'all, we're still around.
I was on Chris Lambert's podcast, which will be out tonight. He said he was gonna post it. And we were on the Story Geeks podcast, which won't be out till Tuesday. But you might want to check it out. It was a very fun episode.
We had a ball.
Debating X-Men Apocalypse and how to make the movie better.
How to make it better.
All right, let's see. Oh, and while we were off, I ran into one of the 50% of young people that don't wear any deodorant.
Oh,
and not a fan, guys. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I try not to judge the young people, you know. Maybe they just can't afford the deodorant, I don't know. But
it's natural stuff, I understand everybody might not want to use regular, but they are natural.
If it's a lifestyle choice, it's not working for me. If we had to put it to a vote, now we don't, it's your body, you do what you want to, but I would have gave it a thumbs down. That man was smelling quite strong, okay. And I tried to hold my breath. That's how bad it was. I was in the grocery store. I could smell the funk.
I definitely wasn't with you.
No, I went by myself. I could smell the funk from around the corner.
Oh!
I was like, what is going on over here? And then I was like, oh no, I'm stuck in this aisle and now I can't reverse out. So I had to power through, y'all. I had to hold my breath and run all the way past him without speaking as much as I could. I gave him the head nod and just said, oh no. Oh no, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happened in the news, man. What was the big news going on, guys? I feel like it's been so long since we talked to you guys. You know, it was surprisingly big news, at least on social media. I was kind of glad we had time off during this, but mm-hmm. We can talk about it now. This seems like it's getting close to being wrapped up. A girl licked some ice cream and then put it back in the freezer at the grocery store.
Like it was all good.
And then posted. Now that's messed up. I would not argue that's not messed up. But then that same girl posted the video to Instagram and it went viral.
Encouraging other people to do that bullshit.
Yeah, she also said she had the flu, and so she was hopeful that someone would get it and get the flu, and then she was encouraging other people to do it so they could get the flu as well. And of course, this started a huge backlash online. As you would expect. I would think, you know, I don't think it was far-fetched for people to be upset, and she did it to be outrageous, and then people got mad that folks were outraged, but that's kind of like what the fuck happens on the internet.
Yes.
And she was a black girl in the video. You can see that. Which, you know, was surprising to some of us. I was like, what?
Guess the race, that'd have been all wrong.
Yeah, like, this was almost a guess the race story, but it went too viral, so that meant everybody knew the race by the time we would have got to it.
Right.
But yeah, they did find her. She's under 17, which makes her a juvenile under Texas law. And they are saying that she will not be facing the adult charges, because what a lot of people don't know is that there's anti-tampering laws of food after, I think it was 1982,
yeah, years ago,
Tylenol murders in Chicago, mm-hmm. where someone took
was fucking with them pills
before tamper-proof cases. Someone mm-hmm. took Tylenol, and they put and there were no seals on the cases back then, mm-hmm. and they put poison, cyanide, in the aspirin,
and was killing people.
It was several different brands of so they knew it wasn't contaminated from the plant or wherever it was made,
right?
They knew that she was, you know, that this stuff was happening in the stores, which is why we now have so many like seals. Don't eat if seal is broken. Okay. Don't do this. Don't, yeah. Right. So, since then they passed laws that, you know, were very, very serious, because I mean, people did die. A 12-year-old girl died. Like, so they passed laws that basically said, look, I think the minimum is 2 years or something like that,
and the fine or something
up to
like
20
that.
Years. Yeah. The fine can be up to like $250,000 or something.
Yeah.
If people die, get sick, those are the high ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to. I mean, you could plead to something less. You know, it doesn't have to be prison time. But you know, people were seeing this video and being like, "That was stupid," and that was dangerous. You know, people think it's funny when people, you know, talk about like the flu and shit. The flu does kill people.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that it will take you the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and of course Bluebell was getting tagged on social media
because it was their ice cream.
Horrible PR for them, considering 2 years ago they came off the Listeria stuff with Bluebell, where people got sick and I think maybe even died off of eating Bluebell.
Mm-hmm. So they was like, bitch, we just not coming back. No, the hell you, the fuck you won't.
Right. So Bluebell is like the exact wrong brand to do this. Now people were blaming Bluebell. They were like, y'all don't seal y'all's thing, when they had like a thing where they were like, well, because of the way we make the ice cream, it seals itself with a vacuum seal. We close, da da da. But they don't have a plastic seal on it, so you can't tell if it's broken.
Right.
And so, Bluebell had to remove every last case of that ice cream from stores.
Right.
Of that brand.
Billions of dollars they fucking lost.
Yeah, I don't know how much they lost, but it had to be a lot. Obviously, because you couldn't determine which, until you find the girl, you don't know which is, and all this stuff like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, somebody brought up other than chat, a lot of ice cream don't have seal. Like, they're not the only one. I don't know why people think this is standard for ice cream. It's not.
Right, right. Yeah, but Friday authorities said finding the actual suspect was complicated because another person with a similar screen name was taking credit for the act on Instagram. Oh, okay. So it might not have been the person. What made this case difficult is that a catfish with a similar screen name within one letter of the suspect's screen name began taking credit for it. Yeah, I really did that. You could call it Flu Bell ice cream now, because I was a little sick last week. Repost yourself doing this. Let's see if we can start an epidemic, literally wrote the person who ended up not being a perpetrator. So, okay, cool, because at first that was being attributed to her. This is once again why I'm glad we had some time off and didn't have to cover the story and the immediacy of it.
Right.
And what was interesting about that was people were saying, apparently intent to contaminate is also part of the charge, and you can catch like more time for that. So I'm glad it wasn't her that said that, apparently. At least four women, including the person who lied about her involvement, had similar screen names and appearances. Police said authorities had to rule each one out before finding the actual suspect. Do y'all understand how insane that is?
Right.
That someone did something so fucking heinous. There were other people who are clout chasing so hard, they would want to be accused. They would want to take credit for a crime that might put someone in prison. And who wants the Instagram famous that bad?
And the thing is, they're so fucking stupid that, and maybe I might be wrong, the police wouldn't be wrong for charging them for wanting to take the fucking credit. Oh, you want the credit? Take the credit. Here's a fine, bitch. Take all the motherfucking credit then.
Well, Karen, you know, I believe no one should ever go to jail for anything.
No, I don't.
Well,
take your ass to jail.
As a prison abolitionist, I believe that we
you
just
want
need,
credit. Take all the credit, bitch.
I believe we should just be able to tell people, nope. And then they should stop.
Nope.
And they will do better.
Nope, nigga. I am pro lock them up, bitches.
Wow, you sound just like Kamala Harris. Okay,
lock them up.
I personally believe in just a strong talking to. And saying, hey, buddy,
you mess with me, I'ma lock you up and I'ma give you a fee. I bet your ass I think twice for doing that bullshit again.
Listen, that guy from Charlottesville that ran them people over, I would say, that's enough, Buster. You cut, that is enough, okay?
Well, Buster, you take your ass to jail with Buster Brown and y'all have a good time with all y'all asses in goddamn jail.
Wow, I believe in community accountability. And so I would just say, listen, Dylan Roof.
It is accountability.
You now have to get some. You have to get some counseling.
It is accountability.
Do some community service.
Count every day in jail. Accountability. Count one day, 2 days, 3 days. Count, bitch.
Before the police knew the girl's identity, they said she could face a second degree felony charge of tampering with a consumer product, which comes to a 2 to 20 year prison sentence, up to $10,000 in fine. Lufkin police said Friday that the girl faces charges related to the incident. They will be at the discretion of the juvenile justice system. Her boyfriend is an adult, and police said they're discussing prosecutors what charges he may face. He is thought to have filmed the incident and can be heard encouraging the girl to lick it. Her boyfriend's an adult, eh?
So he might get smacked with them real fines.
Right, the plot thickens. I don't know. I'm talking about statutory. I mean, what's up? She's under the age of 17. Right. How young, and her boyfriend is an adult. How old? I mean,
yep. And depending on the state, you know,
Texas,
varying everywhere.
Bluebell Creamery is the local manufacturer of the ice cream brand. The woman lit called the incident malicious act of food tampering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people were already on some. They better not charge her. Like, they better not go after her. I'm like, okay, so y'all do understand that this before they knew her age. I'm like, this was at most horribly irresponsible and cost them thousands of dollars at least. So like, what, they just supposed to take it as an L? There's no ice cream insurance, nigga. Like, the only thing they really have is to scare the shit out of people from doing it.
Correct.
You know, and people are like, well, now they should invest in some seals, and they are looking at that. But I'm like, even if they, y'all act like the seal is just impossible to fucking get off. You know what I mean? Or like this, like you can't get around that seal and kind of seal it back or something. Like it was fucked up what she did. She shouldn't have did it. You know, I for one am glad to find out she is a kid.
Right.
Because a lot of people, you know, I wouldn't wish, it was first reported, it was like a woman, this adult did this. And I was like, that's such a stupid fucked up thing to do. What kind of adult does that? You might go to jail for that. That's like, how do you not even know? Just, first of all, I was disgusted, then morally reprehensible, and then you might go to jail for it, and then you find out, oh, it's a kid. And I was like, you know what, that's like some stupid shit a kid would do.
Correct.
It's stupid. Now can we stop acting like it's some, like, you know, we see, this is why I'm against criminal justice, y'all want to see. Nah, it was stupid. When people thought I was an adult, I understood why they was like, yo, she should have had to pay some type of real penalty for this, because this is one of those things where we really only had a social contract, you know. And I know people were being hypocritical because it was a black woman, black girl, and the people I know, you know, they're very pro-black, militant, and so they basically go to the thing where it's like, no black person can ever be accountable for shit,
for nothing.
The only way a black person can be a problem is if they're like a complete, like, coon, like if they're just like,
and then somebody will still defend them.
You know, that's a good point.
So literally there's nothing that
some black, yeah, like, I mean, I can't say it, like, I mean, look how people turn on Kanye West. So it's not like every black person is taken up, but there's a lot of, like, no black person can ever be accountable for doing something foul, fucked up, criminal, any of this shit. Just all black people are inherently good, and all white people are terrible. And what it made me think about with the hypocrisy of the, like, don't rush to judgment, let's not, you know, she shouldn't get in trouble. Like, when I looked at that, I thought, if I was a pettier person, I could probably just go back in time a few years and look at how y'all talked about Otto Warmbier, from the dude who went to North Korea and took a poster, one of the propaganda posters, down, and I think he tried to take it back to America with him or something. They caught him on surveillance camera. He got stopped at the airport. He was arrested. He ended up dying in the being brain dead in the custody of North Korea,
right,
given back to the United States,
and died.
And his parents were Trump voters, and yeah, I don't remember all the sympathy.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember any of this. He shouldn't have went to jail. I don't remember any of this. Prison should be abolished. I don't remember any of this. You know, what's wrong? Why y'all so blah, blah, blah? Like, nah, people wanted to see that dude get fucked up. And even when he got killed, there wasn't an outpouring of sympathy and shit. People was laughing at white folks, talking about how white privilege can't protect you. Oh, y'all voted for Trump. Well, fuck him anyway. You know, it wasn't this nice thing. It wasn't this, let's give him a chance, you know, why are we rushing to see punishment? That did not happen, you know. And that motherfucker took a poster down. It wasn't like he, you know, it wasn't some like he did some racial shit or something. It was a trivial thing, and people basically mocked anyone who said this is a tragedy, right? This is a tragedy. He should have known better. That's the law. But when it was this case, it was like, yeah, fuck that, it's the law. Fuck that there's been murders off of this. Fuck, you know, all this information of, you know, the contamination, people could have got sick, all that stuff. Y'all niggas just love to see people go to jail. This what's wrong with y'all. And I'm like, how is everybody flip-flopping on this shit?
Yeah, agendas, and you know, people, they kind of kill me with that bullshit, because I can 100% guarantee you that if they were in the grocery store and they seen somebody do this, that response, they wouldn't give a fuck who it was. I guarantee you, if their child or their loved one got sick, you know, let's say she did have the flu, got sick and died, you want to sue people, you'd be fucking infuriated.
If you got your food spit in at a restaurant, it's a big deal.
You would be angry.
It's a big deal. If you could make somebody go to jail for that, you probably would. Most people would.
That's why I look and I go, the lies, the lies, the lies. Oh. Fuck around with y'all.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting, the like juxtaposition of like suddenly nobody wants to see people get punished and all this shit. And I'm like, and I don't mean nobody, I just mean there was a contingent of people, and it's like, yeah, but y'all don't always feel that way.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I mean, it, this really was a Itwan or a Sitwan, since it was a nigga.
Come on,
because if it was a white girl doing this shit, come
no
on.
Compassion.
Come on, man.
Y'all like, would have been dancing and partying all up and down the timeline. Don't
do we even
have
to pretend, man? Like, it would have definitely came out a different way if that would have been some white girl doing that bullshit. We would have all been out here like, see, she need to go to jail. That's what you get. Being stupid. White privilege ain't gonna protect that. You know, all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my thing is that I do understand how people can get to the extreme with the system with blocking people up and shit like that. I get it, but I am the point where I understand the system we have now. We got to work with. Is it fucked up? Yes. Is it flawed? Yes. But I'm gonna tell you right now, bitch, somebody robbed me, I'm calling the goddamn police. Like, that's their motherfucking job. Now I might get arrested, they might fuck me up too. Okay, I just take that goddamn chance. But I'm telling you right now, I'm goddamn calling them. A crime has been committed against me. That's the thing. Nobody gives a fuck about crimes until the crime is committed against them, their loved ones, and the ones they love. And the same motherfuckers y'all look at and be like, abolish. If this shit was abolished and somebody committed a crime against you, you'll be livid, because there will be nothing in place to hold people accountable for this. You have to have laws, you have to have bylines, you have to have some rule, or else it's a lawlessness.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to get into all that, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, because I mean, it's kind of like that thing where people are get mad at black people that are prosecutors, as if they're like, even if they do the job differently, more with more empathy or better than a white counterpart, it's still a job that ultimately means you will be locking up a lot of people. You will be forced to defend your position and defend the system that you're a part of, you know, being president, any of this shit, you're gonna be compromised partially, no matter how altruistic your goal is, you know, no matter how good you are at that job. It's simply many times picking the best choice out of bad choices. Right. And you know, it's so there's certain things that they try to stick to folks, and I'm like, I understand if it sticks with you, it don't stick with me, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I understood the realities of the system they were going into before, like, I didn't become a what do you call it, idealist. I didn't become an idealist and go, no, they could just go in there and be an activist. Like, nah, some things they'll do that's good and they'll be better, and that little bit of improvement is what I'm looking for.
Right.
I don't think you can overhaul the system from within, or all in one term, or all by one person and all this shit. So all that to say, it's interesting when people do have the, like, it's when they have that empathy. Cause, I mean, let's be real. There are no prison abolitionists for Dylann Roof. Mm-mm. There are no prison abolitionists for fucking that dude that ran over the woman in Charlottesville. Like, we pick our spots, like, to promote that kind of shit. Like, you're not gonna promote that for everybody. There's the kind of people that we're looking at that we don't want to see locked up are, like, nonviolent offenders, people that you know, are in for fucking drug possession and shit like that, where you're like, they're not actually hurting anyone, why are they in prison? You know, there's that, you know, there's a lack mm-hmm. there's a lack of empathy towards a lot of black and brown people in America, and we want to have that empathy. I think it's just a thin line between that and wanting this, like, kind of white people immunity.
Correct.
Of like, well, white people get to do this, and it's like, I don't want that, because I don't think white people should be able to get away with shit just because they're white. I don't think you should be able to say, I'm white and I'm a rapist, but I shouldn't go to jail. You know, I mean, the outrage that we have over that dude that raped a girl in the alley, and then the judge was like, we don't want to ruin this young man's future, and let him out in like 2 months or whatever. The outrage we have over that, to me, is like, that's valid. He should go to jail.
Correct.
He should do more time. I'm not, you know, I don't want prison to have to be this, like, draconian place. It is, but that's not, you know, I don't want it to have to be that.
Correct.
But if the choice is that dude being out amongst the rest of us as this fucking rapist who got away with it and, you know, essentially got slapped on the wrist,
right, caught the fucking act,
right, or go to prison, then I'd rather him go to prison.
Right.
You know, and I think those are the choices we have right now. Unless somebody come up with some alternative that they find to be better, you know, I don't want Bill Cosby out on the streets. I don't want R. Kelly out on the streets. And they, you know, R. Kelly is, you know, and I don't think he should be. So I don't understand how we get to, you know, I saw this person, they wrote this long thread about how, like, one of their parents was basically a shitty dude, and it was just real fucked up. Like, he was just a fucked up guy. I don't know how much of what he did was illegal, but he definitely did fucked up things to people for a while. And on his deathbed, he didn't regret it, and da da da. And they were saying all this to be like, now, if I don't believe he should go to prison, then why would I think this girl should go to prison for this ice cream thing? And I was like, yeah, but you also didn't offer any alternative to what the fuck was supposed to happen, because basically,
because
nothing happened to your dad, other people got hurt the rest of his life. What are we supposed to do about those people? You know, it's like a shark, you know, just putting a shark out there on the streets and being like, well, listen, guys, we don't want to, like, take the shark and put it in a cage. So, be careful, I guess.
Watch out.
Yeah. And it's also weird because a lot of times it comes from the same kind of, like, and I guess it's just from situation to situation, people change, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it kind of comes from the same camp of, I'm tired of black people forgiving racists. I'm tired of black people being asked to turn the other cheek. I'm tired of black people being, you know, asked, like, to forgive Dylann Roof, or forgive you know, these movies with all this racism and forgiveness. I'm tired of this. Okay, but you're kind of asking that for, like, when it comes to these heinous crimes people do to each other, and I'm not saying this ice cream one is counts the same, we're just talking in general,
right,
at this point. But yeah, you do kind of run into this situation where you're like, what do you do when somebody's just like a fucking sociopath, and they're like, I don't give a fuck about y'all's forgiveness.
Don't care.
I'm not gonna do better. I'm not gonna learn empathy.
Not changing.
And I'm going to continue to do crime as long as you fucking let me out. And if it hurts people, too fucking bad. You know, where's the community? You know, the community justice or whatever the fuck, restorative justice for that? I don't know. You know, and I think a lot of stuff is in theory. And especially with social media, it's just so fucking easy to like say the right thing because it has no bearing on reality, because mm-hmm. you don't actually have to be accountable for it.
Correct. You don't have to put it, you don't have to actually take these ideas and put them out there and see what happens, because a lot of times the biggest X factor is motherfucking people. You do not know what people are going to do in your goddamn equation.
Yeah, it's like how the people, there's no people that are bad, it's just bad, da da da. Yeah, I don't know, dog. Some people seem bad to me. I don't know. Like some of this shit is just like, Ted Bundy's not a good guy. I don't think we can love him into being a good person. I don't think we can just give him a class and he'll learn like something's fucked up about that person, and they're gonna always be fucked up every second they get a chance.
Yeah, and I understand there's levels to punishment and crimes, obviously, and all that stuff, and there are people that do change, but guess what, for some people the only way they change is being locked up, and people don't want to believe that bullshit either.
Right, so it's always just like catch 22 when it comes to crime and punishment, because once you get to these bigger questions, I think we can all, I hope, all agree that this girl doesn't need to be in a prison. Like, hopefully it's something stupid. She's young. If especially if an adult, her boyfriend put her up to it. Now that motherfucker might need to do some. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, it's like, if it's something like that, then hopefully it is a slap on the wrist. Maybe some community service and she's straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I hope. But what she did was outrageous. Putting it on the internet obviously is going to rile people up. But I hope that it is something, you know, where she's okay. And it's not, you know, it's just, oh, I got a scare. I was fucking with the wrong shit, and that's it. But yeah, the bigger discussion that it sparked, like the one you brought up about punishment and crime and jail and all this shit, I don't know where you take all that stuff, because there's so many moving parts.
Correct. And you know, and it's also, you know, one of those things that, like you say, that you have to set an example. And what kills me, and I do understand people's wanting to fight against this, there has to be a goddamn example, because what's going to happen, you're going to have more and more and more and more, because social media, your likes and your retweets and all that stuff, that's currency to people nowadays. Being going viral and all that shit, so that's some people's goal, and they don't give a fuck what they have to do to reach this goal. They don't care. And so what happens is that the next person is going to be more outrageous, the next person is going to be more outrageous, the next person is going to be more outrageous. And the thing is, at some period of time, somebody got to come and is like, y'all motherfuckers need to goddamn stop this bullshit, because you're talking about the safety of people and children, you're talking about killing people, because that's the thing, you do this shit and then there's no, they don't want any consequences or repercussions to her action because she's black. But if somebody would have died from this, let's say your child would have died for this, your attitude would be completely different. Just because I'm not directly impacted by it does not mean that it's not affecting somebody's family and somebody's loved one. This shit has got to stop.
Yeah, and it's interesting because like, jail as it is constructed, prison as it is constructed, is not stopping this. Like, especially with it being privatized, I mean, the goal is to get them back in there. You know, they look at inmates the way you look at customers. Like, what, how do we get our count up? You know, shit, just the fact that Elizabeth Warren was like, I want to abolish the private prison system, and stocks in prison, which apparently is a huge thing,
right?
Went down. They plummeted. Like, you can take stock in a prison. Like, you know, these are the issues with capitalism. These are the issues with America. These are the problems with the system that happened on a bigger level that criminalized people that have no fucking business being in prison. So, I definitely understand. We've talked about it in nuance here on the show many times, but at some point, it's like, I don't know. I guess it just feels weird to me that sometimes it feels like people are like, I don't want to say performative, but like, they're like posing these positions online that they know are untenable in real life, but it's easy to pose that position to be right, you know, the quote unquote seem like you're right, but your solution isn't a solution. You know, like I said, mm-hmm. I read that long ass thread about that girl and her dad and all this shit, that woman and her dad and stuff. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I was looking like, wait, you never said what should have happened to him.
That's the thing.
Because ultimately, the only thing that did happen was that he got to be a shitty person and possibly give women like diseases and all this different shit that she was saying he did. And I'm like, yeah, what was supposed to happen to him?
Right. And my thing is, like I said, I do understand people that, you know, want something in place other than what we have. I understand that. But what will it be? What is it?
Yeah.
And that's when you get motherfucking crickets. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have an answer for that yet.
Right. If somebody commits a crime against me, what do we do? What do we do?
The other thing too is we know for a fact that putting money in schools literally reduces the crime rate.
Correct.
Studies have been shown for decades now. If you put money in education, public education especially, you end up with much lower percentages of people in prison. It's directly proportional to how much you put into your schools.
Correct.
And almost every Republican administration, almost every Republican politician, almost every Republican city or whatever takes money out of schools. It's the first thing they try to strip all the funding from public school systems, and then it just drives up private prisons. So, I mean, I think it's obvious the factors that are at play, but I thought people were conflating some different shit when they tried to make it seem like you black people just want everybody in jail. And I'm like, that's not what
that's
people
not
are saying.
True.
This was an outrageous video meant to elicit emotion, and it did.
And I
think that's as far as it needed to go. No, I don't think in general, I don't think the vast majority of black people want to see that girl go to prison.
Right.
I think now that there's more information and you know she's underage, hopefully there'll be a little bit more empathy and forgiveness in people's hearts, and they'll say, okay, I was mad about this video. I was disgusted by this video. I would not want to see this girl basically thrown into the prison system over this shit. I would hope. And I do understand how dangerous it was. And to me, the real danger of it isn't necessarily what she did. It's just that in this viral age, there are people that really will do anything for clout, and there's already been copycats.
Correct.
I guess a Walmart employee, they made a joke, I guess it was a joke, about guarding ice cream with water guns, which is a pretty funny joke or whatever. It's like him taking a picture next to the ice cream, the bluebell, with a water pistol, like, you know, gotta watch this.
Right. You got people like me just want to fucking enjoy the goddamn summer. I just want a motherfucking ice cream, and now I got to worry about if an asshole has licked the bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
And a video showed a Walmart shopper gargling with mouthwash, spitting it back into the bottle and returning it to the shelf.
That's fucking copycats, dog.
It was a copycat. Yep. In the clip released Wednesday, Bammer and Nicole Smith is seen walking into the frame declaring, girl, it's been one musty fucking morning. Smith then opens a bottle of the blue stuff, takes a swig of Listerine, dumps the contents back into the container. The video continues with Smith commenting, nice, minty, and fresh, before waving thank you guys and strutting off down the aisle.
Yeah.
By Friday, the clip caption, you bitches have no oral hygiene, could take a hint, have received 15.6 million views, and that's what's important, the views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all jokes aside, I do not blame the companies for going after them. Even if you smack people with a fine, go after them. Make these shit stop, because that's the only way you're going to people to stop. And the thing is, I do understand people talking about tampering and all that stuff. It's a lot of products that we consume, y'all. They don't have these anti-tampering things on it. People just expect motherfuckers to act like they got goddamn sense. When did that go out the window? When did we act like people just ain't supposed to do this?
And then there was another video I saw. I don't know if it was a challenge or what, but it was like these motherfuckers in the produce section of a grocery store, and they was like deep throating cucumbers and twerking and shit. And I was like,
I remember seeing that. I was like, fuck is this?
I was like, what the fuck is this, and where is this Walmart? Because I need to go, okay? I didn't know the section was getting live like that in the produce section. I've been eating live vegetables.
I didn't know it was an orgy in the Walmart.
I guess that's why you got to wash your fruits and vegetables when you get them home.
Wash them bitches. Scrub them.
You just don't know whose pussy that's been in. You just don't know. But nah, I mean, look, it's it's just terrible, you know what I mean? And I mean, obviously we live in a very unclean society. You need to clean your shit when you get home,
right?
All that type of stuff. But it is also kind of weird for people to kind of no big deal this shit just because
act like it ain't
it's
no
black people. It's like, nah, this is fucked up. And I guarantee you, as much as y'all Negroes like to complain about white people taking their shoes off on airplanes or whatever the fuck else, you're not washing their legs and shit, like, it did strike me as odd that suddenly all you clean freaks were like, no big deal, like, you fucking lying. You definitely were triggered by this and thought it was terrible, and you know, it's definitely a big deal and it needs to stop. I don't know what you do to stop it, because, you know, I guess somebody getting in serious trouble is gonna be what it's gonna take. But, you know, and maybe the, you know, even if it's just like them playing around and joking like this, it's still kind of fucked up,
right?
You know, like, oh, I didn't actually, I bought that bottle. It's like, yeah, well, that's still fucked up. You put out there to the world that you're just doing this fucked up shit just so you can get views on online. But
right, because
that just might be my own sensibilities,
right? Because the thing with the video, guess what, the video don't tell me you got a receipt, like yeah. That's the thing. I don't know. I can go only based off of your 14 point something million views, and you did it for a response, and you got the response. There are consequences and repercussions to your actions.
My favorite thing about it is actually I saw a video where there was this white kid. It was like like how to do the Bluebell challenge or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went up to the freezer, took out two containers of Bluebell, put it in his grocery cart, and then looked at the camera like ta-da. Just buy the shit, you don't have to lick it, just buy the shit and go to checkout,
take it home and enjoy it. They wrecking people's summers.
Yeah, I'm just glad that she won't face charges, adult charges, because
correct, because
I really didn't want to see anybody go to prison off of the shit. I don't ever really want to see anybody go to prison for some stupid shit like that. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, they can't help themselves. They see somebody do something stupid and it's like the first thing that is prison, you stupid motherfucker, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you knew better. But it's not that part of it that bothered me. It was just kind of like seeing folks kind of reverse polarity on the shit, knowing for a fucking fact if that would have been a not black person, they would have been so fucking incensed, or at least performatively incensed. And it's just like, you look back and go, damn man, y'all was really full of shit. Y'all don't have any code, you don't have any fucking consistency. You throw race or gender in some shit and motherfuckers will lose all of the shit that they claim to stand for.
All sensibility, all right and wrong, and it doesn't make sense.
That's why I know white people will be at the cookout.
Yes, they will. A lot of y'all
lying. Y'all go on the internet, pretend y'all don't have white friends and shit, and then y'all be all anti-white and anti-this, and then I go and look at your Facebook page, and you white it up, cuz, okay? The truth is telling on you.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't be ashamed.
Mm-mm. I ain't ashamed. Don't be ashamed. I don't even have white friends and I'm not ashamed. Y'all got them and y'all ashamed of them. Mm-mm-mm. Don't be trying to perform for these internet niggas. They not your friends.
Had a nice run with them, but yeah.
Yeah. They not your friends, dog. Don't be falling for these internet niggas. They will have you out here looking stupid, okay?
You're looking like a goddamn fool, so just be yourself.
Be yourself. Let's see what else is happening. Political news happened. First of all, yeah, this is all terrible political news. guess what, guys? Surprising. I hope y'all sitting down. Another offensive Border Patrol Facebook group has surfaced. Yeah. Somehow there's become a trend of seeing that there's a lot of these private Facebook groups that are anti-immigration, that are pro-border control, and you go into the group and you start looking around, and guys, you'll probably be surprised to know, but a lot of offensive posts in these private groups mocking asylum seekers, mm-hmm. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, black people, and Asians.
Y'all still using Facebook. You're using Facebook. Y'all like Facebook can't see these posts. You're using Facebook.
Not the angle I would have taken, but yes, it's not private.
Correct.
Yeah. That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, it's almost as if, the people that are anti-immigration may have some, racial issues.
You don't say.
I mean, it's almost as if,
why are you lying on these civilized people?
It's almost as if you would think there's a correlation between being racist, supporting Trump, and being anti-immigration.
No, sir, they are hard working Americans.
Yeah, it's almost as if,
you know, economic anxiety
message. It's almost like, you know, it goes hand in hand, guys.
Yeah, economic anxiety equals racism. You didn't know that?
They had a meme of a photo of a Border Patrol agent detaining an unidentified man at U.S. Customs Southern border with the words, "Feeling kind of cute, might separate some families today, I don't know." Yeah, they think it's a joke. They think it's funny, man. Another shows an altered photo of Ocasio-Cortez asking, "Is this a toilet? In the background is a drinking fountain." After visiting several CBP facilities with a congressional delegation earlier this week, Ocasio-Cortez said that Border Patrol officers had told detained women to drink out of toilets. She also accused the CBP officers of being physically and sexually threatening toward her. Yeah, and the thing that's interesting about that, Ocasio-Cortez is probably the most savvy internet social media politician we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I mean, there's people that pay entire fucking campaigns while running for president that can't fuck with her. It's not even close. You know, like maybe Ayanna Pressley, maybe Ilhan Omar, but that like triumvirate of young women of color politicians, their social media game is fucking unmatched. I say Ocasio-Cortez is the best one so far. Then Pressley, and then maybe Omar after that, because Omar does have a habit of, like, you know, Twitter, like, she'll sometimes let Twitter get her into a real life situation where it's like, okay, that spins well on Twitter, everybody outside of Twitter is gonna be like, the fuck are you talking about?
Correct.
But Ocasio-Cortez is probably the best of this shit. It's so good, I actually saw someone tweet like, wow, the rest of people are going on vacation. Ocasio-Cortez went to visit the border facilities and Nancy Pelosi went you know, on vacation or something. I'm like, one, they do take vacations. There's always some bullshit happening. They all take vacation. Two, Ocasio-Cortez can't do shit down there.
Mm-mm.
It's a good photo op. It's good to let people know you care. It's good to spread awareness. Everyone's already reporting on how fucked up them conditions are, so it's nothing new she can tell you.
Mm-mm.
But she's just seeing it for her own eyes. It's very savvy, it's very smart, and it's also smart because people will turn it into, see, Ocasio-Cortez cares and the rest of these politicians don't. Right. And that's one of the reasons that it's smart, you know, to do shit like that. Kamala Harris is at Essence Fest right now. The rest of these motherfuckers in like South Carolina. Listen, I get the game. You know, I never try to get played by the game, but I get the game.
Mm-hmm.
You got these people now that hate her even more than they did because she's becoming the face for this type of stuff. She's born here.
Right.
So them trying to peg her as like this, like, backwards idiot that's just out here, you know, saying how horrible the conditions are and shit. Like, they hate her in such a visceral way because she's this threatening woman of color, you know, just well-spoken, charismatic, good looking. I know that's a big part of it,
right?
Because they want to fuck her, and that always drives these fucking Republicans crazy. A woman I want to fuck that don't put up with my shit, you know, that won't, that, you know, and they and it always comes out in these, you know, they always go on the physical appearance of women, whether it's to try to then say that how ugly they are. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like Michelle Obama, they try to compare her to apes and shit and call her ugly, and you look at the pictures of the people calling her that, and every time
not in the comparison,
right? And you know, and then at the same time, you know, with Melania Trump, suddenly they woke, hey, she was naked in Play magazine, she's wearing skimpy outfits, she's got, you know, photos in bathing suits. Oh, now we're woke. No, you're not. You know, it's just, you're on our side, you can do that shit. As long as you don't have no opinions, right? I'm not surprised they found another one of these fucking groups.
Yeah, it's plenty more out there. These just the ones they're finding.
How come Facebook lets these groups exist? A Facebook spokesperson told CNN on Friday that the company had removed content from the group that was in violation of the social network's policy. Yeah, after it got busted. No one was checking. No one was reporting anything. Y'all didn't give a fuck. ProPublica does a fucking piece on it, and now it's, well, you know, we took out several pieces. The whole fucking group is trash. The fact that this shit was in there and nobody said shit is the problem. You know, who knows what the fuck else is happening in these goddamn groups, man. You know, because they don't have the capacity to monitor them.
Mm-mm.
You know, Facebook is just there to get ads off. That's it.
That's it. Keep them stocks up.
Right. So yeah, man, I'm not surprised that customs enforcement people are also fucking in these groups and that the groups are racist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also got some headlines this week because Joe Biden took a shot at her. Yeah, I know.
He can't leave well enough alone, can he?
Joe Biden told CNN that Ocasio-Cortez did not represent Democrats who could win competitive general elections.
Unlike me, the white man. What the fuck is this?
Sanders took a swipe at Biden. Bernie Sanders came to her defense because, you know, socialists unite. After the former vice president defended his commitment to moderation in a crowded Democratic field, during an interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo, Sanders pointed out that to Medicare for All and Ocasio-Cortez's trademark Green New Deal environmental protection plan as the agenda America needs, that would also unite voters against President Donald Trump. I'm proud to be working with at AOC and so many other Democrats to pass Medicare for All, debt-free college, and the Green New Deal. Sanders tweeted later Friday in response to Biden's comments. This is the agenda America needs, and that will energize voters to defeat Donald Trump. And then she responded, thank you at Senator Sanders. It's an honor to work alongside you and a million other people fight for education, healthcare, and a living wage as rights. So I wouldn't really call that a shot at Biden, though. That's just okay.
I don't really think it was a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, I mean, they were clearly saying, like, they disagree with him, but yeah,
it wasn't like a personal shot.
Yeah, it wasn't no Kamala Harris coming and crushing the buildings on his ass.
Mm-mm.
In the interview, though, Biden was asked about, you know, some of these like justice these new Democrats, and he said, look who won the races, look who won last time out. By the way, I think Ocasio-Cortez is a brilliant, bright woman, but she won a primary in the general election fights. Who won? Mainstream Democrats who are very progressive on social issues are very strong on education and healthcare. Biden also applied that Medicare for All is irrational, arguing that the majority of Democrats are center left, not way left. Okay. But yeah, it's interesting that he Biden is trying to, in my opinion, court the kind of white people that voted for Trump.
Right. And guess what, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you're losing me.
Yeah.
Cause everybody, you're attacking women of color. Like, you don't think we don't see that shit? We vote 90-something%. We the highest voting bloc. And you are literally saying, I will not cater towards the black votes.
And Bernie Sanders successfully moved the entire party more to the left just by running in 2016.
Yes, he did.
I always said that would happen. I did not think he would win the primary. Mm-mm. But I knew for a fact that if the point of this kind of person running is to move everything to the left, I think he did it.
He
moved Hillary to the left.
Mm-hmm.
He moved the country to the left. He's moved every Democrat who is running now is, you know, to a certain extent, they owe him. Because if it wasn't for him showing in 2016, like, these ideas are not as unpopular as people say. They're not the deal breakers that people say they are. You should run on these ideas too. And now Democrats run on these ideas. And it's not even a second thought. Like, we haven't had I don't even think we had a question about minimum wage last time out, but I would assume everybody up there is for higher minimum wage of probably $15. Almost all of them have plans to get rid of student loan debt. Almost all of them would like college to be free. Almost all of them are trying to get universal health care. I mean, these are things that he pushed, and you have to give him credit where it's due. But it's interesting that now that everybody's on the same shit as him, he don't stand out as much.
Mm-mm.
Like, he's not in the lead anymore, but Biden's in the lead. And maybe he feels that the reason he's in the lead is because I think it's name recognition, but
of course
maybe he feels like he's in the lead because simply I'm Joe Biden and I'm saying the middle of the country, we can all agree on certain things, we can all agree that blah blah blah. And that's what's funny is that's the message that won Barack Obama 2008-2012. Barack Obama wasn't a divisive, he was a uniter. Joe Biden's trying to pull that off, but you can't post Obama because we saw what the reaction to Obama was, and it was to say we are more divided than we ever have been and we never will be back together.
Correct. And it's also one of those things where for Joe Biden, I think he literally is trying to play Obama's playbook without having the charisma and or the personality nor the savviness of Obama. Like he's literally been like, I'm gonna do what Obama did, cool dog, but you can't be out here saying the bullshit and not apologize. Like, you can't be doing that and be like, but still vote for me. It don't work like that. I'm pretty sure some of the shit you did, somebody in your staff was like, that's not smart, don't do that, and you said fuck it.
Yeah, and just the math doesn't add up.
Correct.
The math isn't mathing for this. Like, you're not going to get those white people back. Mm-hmm. And there aren't a ton of white swing voters waiting to swing all the way back from Trump to a Democrat. So you do need to look at the math of how do we get people that did not vote to vote? How do we get people that voted last time to vote again? That's what you need to be looking at, but, you know, that's just my opinion. Also, Nancy Pelosi, was kind of dismissive of some of the young Justice Democrats, because they keep asking her about, impeachment and things of this nature. And, you know, Pelosi's like, you know, she's trying to get things done, but not in the way that some of these other Democrats would be happy with, especially for like impeachment and things of this nature. So, Pelosi dismissed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other progressives who voted against their chamber's bill to send $4.6 billion in emergency aid to the U.S. southern border. All these people have their public whatever and their Twitter world, Pelosi said, according to the New York Times, but they didn't have any following. They're four people, and that's how many votes they got. That public whatever is called public sentiment, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, and wielding the power to shift it is how we actually achieve meaningful change in this country. She was one of four freshman House Democrats to vote against Pelosi's border and bill, aid bill late June, and was joined by Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Rashida Tlaib, that's the other one, Tlaib of Michigan, and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. All four women except for Omar traveled to the border last week to tour migrant detention facilities and decried the inhumane conditions of migrant women and children in the custody of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, such as unsanitary conditions, verbal abuse, and threats since arriving in the country. Their visit came after Pelosi pulled a House border aid bill, 234-195, and passed a Senate version with 95 Democrats and 7 Republicans voting no. Before the July 4th recess, the $4.6 billion Senate bill, largely bipartisan legislation with senators voting 84-8, included $3 billion in humanitarian aid, but also expanded funding for the Department of Defense. The key differences between the bills fell around stricter oversight of migrant care in detention facilities, which is demanded by the House version, and additional money for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which was included in the Senate version, the only border aid measure President Trump said he would sign. So the Senate version was going to fund ICE, give ICE some more money, which we all hate ICE. And the House version wanted more oversight in the facilities, which I think we should all want. And this shit like that makes you know, the bill's untenable because there is not going to be a negotiation because we're more divided than ever. And if you just don't have the numbers, you can't get your shit passed.
Mm-mm.
And my guess is Pelosi is like, we need to have something rather than nothing. If we pass a humanitarian, if we get $3 billion of humanitarian aid down there, we can help with, you know, these children and these families that are stuck there.
Correct.
As opposed to
doing nothing,
thinking we can like make like that there's a magic number where if we don't give them funding, they will like stop doing the job because they're gonna just make it more draconian.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just, you know, it'll just be with less. I guess that's the logic. I'm not saying that's what would happen. Who fucking right. knows? I don't trust this administration. I feel like even if you pass the Pelosi bill, there's a good ass chance that those same people will be like, we're not gonna use any of this money to make these people comfortable or to protect these children or any of this shit. We're just gonna keep letting children die. We're gonna keep putting them in cages. We'll keep separating families. And we're just not gonna do anything with the money. That's my mm-hmm. guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not a politician. And I don't know. Pelosi, in a letter to House Democrats, conceded the children come first and therefore would reluctantly pass the Senate bill. We will not engage in the same disrespectful behavior that the Senate did in ignoring our priorities. In order to get resources to the children fastest, we will reluctantly pass the Senate bill. Ocasio-Cortez, who was the subject of vulgar attacks in that Facebook group I talked about, said, hell no, in a tweet. That's an abdication of power we should refuse to accept. They will keep hurting kids if we do. While Pelosi has called for her party to own the center left, own the mainstream, her efforts to hold the line between moderates and liberals in her chamber has become a blaring point of contention as evidenced in the House border bill defeat. But the Democratic leader says she has a greater responsibility in proving she is left enough. If the left doesn't think I'm left enough, so be it, she said. I understand what they're saying, but we have a responsibility to get something done, which is different from advocacy. We have to have a solution, not just a Twitter fight.
And I'll just say that's motherfucking facts. I do understand new blood coming in. I appreciate what they're doing. I love their energy. I do. But you're talking about somebody that's been in this game for a long ass time. Like she's been in here for a long time. And y'all are new. And eventually the game is the game. And 5 years, 10 years, you know, we will see if they will quote unquote keep this same energy. Once you get in there and you realize it's not as easy as you think it is as far as getting shit passed, sometimes you've got to work with people that you don't want to work with. Sometimes you got to compromise. And the position that Pelosi's in is a very, very hard one. And sometimes, because you're talking about Congress. Congress is designed, the laws move slow. Nothing moves quick. And I understand the frustration of people wanting shit done now. I do understand Nancy's perspective because it's like, we can do nothing, but then, okay, you did this video, okay, and what? Now what? What changes? Nothing? Nothing though, right? Nothing changes because we're still dealing with a fuck-ass administration.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, obviously they both have points.
Correct.
You know, Ocasio-Cortez and her folks, man, they, you know, they're like, we can't give an inch. They want to dig in. And at the center of this, it is all these people, a humanitarian crisis at the border.
Right.
And I think if we look at it cynically on both sides, right? So cynically for Nancy Pelosi, she's like, I understand that it's going to help ICE and it's going to help the customs people, you know, because we're not going to change the amount of oversight. We're going to fund ICE more money. But I'd rather help these people than not. And I want to help the people that are in custody if I can, right? I completely get the math on that.
Right.
It's what I was talking about earlier where we do this thing where there's two fucked up choices, but on Twitter you can say, I would make neither choice. And then people go, wow, you're so progressive, you're so great, but you don't have to live with the consequences of making neither choice, right?
Well, correct.
You get to stay in your house, you're not in custody. So that's one thing. On the other side of it, I think what they're doing with Presley, Tlaib, Omar, and Ocasio-Cortez is obviously brilliant gamesmanship.
Correct.
I don't know if they would say it that way, and I think a lot of their, you know, people who are fans of them would just like to think, well, they're just genuinely like, this is just how they are. But I think it's brilliant gamesmanship. It reminds me of when Obama decided was like, I'm not gonna vote for the Iraq war, or was it Afghanistan, whichever one it was,
right,
it was the thing that separated him. And so then years later, when he ran for president, he gets to be like, well, everybody on the stage voted for that war except me. Now they're still gonna go to war, you know, so it was kind of, it is what it is, you know. Maybe this bill would have failed either way with them voting for it or not. And they said, and let's play this, you know, the long game on this one, and then kind of cover your own ass by going to visit the facility. Like, no, I care so much, I went down here, I see how terrible the conditions are, it's really bad, y'all. We knew it was really bad,
right? We knew this.
The chance to like do something about those conditions did come, it just wasn't the perfect thing, so you said no,
right?
And but no one can really say that you don't care by saying, well, you didn't even vote for the $3 billion in funding to help these children, you just went down there. No one can say it because you went down there and you said it's terrible. So it's very, you know, in a cynical way, it's really smart.
Yeah, it's smart, yes.
You know, and ultimately, no matter what happens under this administration, they are going to treat these kids like shit.
Yes, they are.
So it won't matter if it's Ocasio-Cortez and them going down there or not. It won't matter if they vote for the bill or not. It won't matter if the bill passes or not.
Mm-mm.
The goal is to dehumanize these people. And that's what they're doing. That's why it's a crisis down there. Because it's all about the imagery of, they want them in concentration camps.
Yes, they do.
You know, but that's such a Twitter thing. And I understand Pelosi and them are like, Twitter's not real. And that's so fucking true. I understand that, you know, people don't want to feel that way, but it's the fucking truth. Like, getting in the streets and changing shit is different. Now, I'm not saying they can't work, you know, like cohesively, like
right, together,
like
right,
both things can't happen. But in a lot of cases, there's things that are big online that just are not being in real life.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just harder to get asses in the seat, you know. It's the reason that you can have a universal fan con,
come on, where
people were like, this is gonna be lit, and then it's like, well, this requires everybody getting out of their house and doing shit, and it's like, oh,
that part,
wait a minute, we thought we would have millions of people sign up, we have hundreds of thousands of followers, we thought everybody would be on board. It's like, it's harder, you can't count a follower as an attendant.
No, you can't,
you just don't know.
And you can't a follower as dollars,
right? So I understand that the Democrats not having like, I think they have a House majority, but not having that Senate majority is fucking shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And Pelosi has to work with both. You can't just be like, I'm gonna get this bill passed on my own. And so you're gonna have to make concessions to get anything out of the Senate. And that's the real facts of it. And the failure is not Ocasio-Cortez or Pelosi's.
Mm-mm.
The failure is the American general public that doesn't fucking take these votes seriously. They don't go to the polls.
Come on.
They don't follow politics. They complain and shit online. They complain on, you know, on their Facebook pages and shit, but they don't actually get out and fucking vote. Because if people vote the way they bitch, you wouldn't have these problems. You'd have Democratic candidates or politicians in these seats, and these bills would be passing,
right? And it wouldn't be so much like pulling teeth. And the thing is, people love to complain, but in between complaining and you actually getting your ass up and actually voting. And the thing is, if you gave them the House and the Senate, you would not have this problem,
right? So I don't know, I think that was a big thing. But you know, Ocasio-Cortez has been in the news a lot, like the whole concentration camp thing where people was arguing over concentration camps and it's disrespectful to the Holocaust and shit. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you call it, it's inhumane. Now you might want to get caught up in the terminology, but that's once again, that's Twitter shit coming to from Twitter to real life, you know, because that's a Twitter argument thing.
Yes, that is.
Well, so, well, it's not technically, well, actually, you know. And I'm like, somebody in the fucking cage dying, bro. What, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
I'll concede the point if you'll do something about it, but right, but it's easier to argue about that than to do something,
right? It's literally that tomato type of fucking, that's literally the fucking argument,
right?
Who gives a fuck about semantics?
But that's where shit goes now. Let's see what else is happening. You know what, let's go to another segment. Let's see,
okay,
Should I do that? No. Actually, no. I do have some funny stuff to do in here. Daniel Caesar album sold less than 3,000 copies.
Who?
Daniel Caesar. We talked about him on the show in the fucking with black people segment because he had defended Yes Jules after her comments about people. He was saying people too hard on her. So he made a video.
In this chat right now, I can't tell. Yo, I
gotta make sure there is.
I love you guys. Yo, you guys are listening, and I love you guys so much. But this, we're like talking about something serious. So I'm like, I don't want to talk about shows or like being, you know, like artist stuff. Why? As I don't know which black people are in here, but I want you guys to talk up right now. Why? Why do we?
Oh, I saw it here. I heard something. Joking.
Why are we being so mean to Jules? Why are we being so mean to white people right now? That's a serious question.
Can you pass it
on? Why is it that we're allowed to be disrespectful and rude to everybody else? And when anybody returns any type of energy to us, that's not equality. I don't want to be treated like I can't take a joke. I just went through that the fucking Chappelle shit, and I had to like in the moment acknowledge that I was being fucking sensitive.
Now it's funny because he was flip flopping all over the place. First of all, he got offended because Dave Chappelle made a joke about him looking gay or some shit. I can't remember what the joke was, and you know he took offense to it. And everybody was like, okay, like he decided that he was not taking that joke and fuck Dave Chappelle. Then someone said something bad about Yes Jules. People were making fun of her. I forget what she had done at the time. But you know, she's always had like some real problematic shit mm-hmm. in her past. And yeah, he decided then to say, I should have been able to take that joke by Dave Chappelle, because I want to make the point now that you guys have to be able to take a joke from her. Which she was, what joke
was that? The one with the shirt, ain't she?
Yeah. So that's the joke, the whatever, something.
Yeah, should I wear this shirt? And she posted
it. Yeah, it's like, nigga, please, or some shit like mm-hmm. that. Some whack shit. So he went out on a limb to defend her. Now, it does get spicier.
Shit, not spicier.
You know what I'm saying? And I need to be able to take a joke just like everybody else. No. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. People are allowed to say what the fuck they want. And I'm allowed to feel how I want, but it's like, am I gonna fight them or am I gonna accept what they have to say and keep it fucking moving? Why are, like, I only treat people that I don't respect and don't think that they can take a joke. I think that they're less than me. Those are the only people that I don't fucking say my honest opinion around. And that's disrespect.
That's, by the way, that to me is that selective empathy that people have. Where it's like, well, now it's Yes Jules. Guys, I think it's time for us to chill out.
It is.
That's my friend, and this is different now. It's different than it. A week ago when I said fuck Dave Chappelle, that was different. That was old shit. Now everybody should take
white
a
people
joke.
I see what you're saying. White people haven't been mean to us in the past. I have a, like, what are you going to do about that? Tell me what you're going to do about that. There's no answer other than gaining understanding and keeping it moving. That's some biblical.
Let me get to the part where
we put so much money in black people's pockets, but also we put money in white people's pockets. That's just what it is. Yeah, you guys are gonna, yo, you know what I'm saying?
You have a pure soul because your goal is love.
All I want is love. Piece of shit, but it's like, to not allow people to say what they want doesn't help you. You have to look, yo, are we winning right now as a culture? Or like, are we on top of a society? We're not. And you can't win the game by choosing to not accept the winning team strategy.
This is such a, like, black person that hangs out with white people that
this
he let...
This conversation is all over the place.
This is such a black person that hangs out with white people that lets white people call him nigger conversation. Like, this is exactly what it sounds like. If you listen to it, sounds like he's trying to defend that to another black person, where he's like, yo, if you're gonna get offended just because they want to say something like that, then you gotta understand, like, what are we winning as a culture right now? You're like, nigga, I am saying you are a coon for letting these white people call you nigga. That's all I'm saying, and I don't want them to do it to me. Well, okay, but is that gonna, what are you gonna do about it? Are you gonna change? Are you going to fight them? Nigga, I am telling you right now, if one of these white people calls me nigga, it's gonna be a problem. Right. And I can't believe you cool with it. Wow, wow, why are we always so mean to white people? What are you doing? What are you doing, fam?
You have to acknowledge your strategy and then build a strategy on top of that.
I gotta get to the important part. I think it's near the end.
I don't believe in that shit, because I think you guys are wrong, and I think I'm right. And so I'm gonna say it. And you can cancel me.
And that's the part I wanted y'all to get here.
Oh shit. Did he put out the call for the cancellation? Pitchforks was coming.
And you can cancel me. I'm making music right now. I'll put it out. You guys don't have to listen to it. Cancel me. Make me broke. You guys made me rich the last time, and I appreciate you guys for that. Don't listen to my next shit if you think I'm shit. Don't. I will go. It's okay. I'll go back under a rock. I don't need this. I believe in what I'm saying right now.
This should be case study one.
This is case study one, man. This is so irrational right now, but I don't care. Make me broke. Make me suffer for my opinion. I believe in it. And like, I saw that shit. Honestly, even the, like, I'm gonna keep it real. The Joe shit, like, I was mad, you know?
Oh, none of his people was around. You need new friends.
I mean, you hate to see it. You really hate to see it.
I know his people was like, the fuck? I'll make money.
I told my mom,
you.
I'll never be like any of those Negroes.
I mean, you hate to see it, dog.
Got a whole team and their income is based off of you, and you talking about cancel me?
You told people to cancel you.
Oh, they couldn't wait. They cancel you even if you ain't asking for it.
I mean, you told people.
So his album sold Salt and Pepper Shaker level?
His album went triple paper. 3,000. Less than 3,000 units sold.
Woo!
You know how hard that is to do in the day and age of the internet and with streaming rules for how you count albums? 3,000, dog? I was like, is this a typo? Less than 3,000 copies. I mean, the people just gave you what you asked for, dog. You asked to get canceled.
Are you gonna go back underneath that rock? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, you put the rock there, not me.
You wanted to go to Twitter jail.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about jail, man. What you sound like a bitch. Bitch. Man, I ain't worried about jail. Shit, man, I don't give a damn about going to jail. Nigga, take me to jail.
Take me to jail.
Lock me up.
Lock me up.
Throw away the key.
Throw away the key.
I ain't afraid to fuck somebody in his ass.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, he wanted to go to jail. And that's where he's at now. Canceled in the no sales jail. Okay. What were you thinking, bro? It seemed like a good idea at the time. He even apologized for it like a few days later, but it's hard to, people don't let that shit slide. Especially not for a white woman. They're not gonna let you. You would have been better off defending that ice cream girl. You probably would have got some extra sales.
You would have.
If you
would have
been out here like, no, fuck y'all, cancel me. That black girl does not deserve to go to prison. You would have been, boy, you would have, well, it would have came least, out a lot better.
Know, yeah.
So, good luck, Daniel Caesar.
Good luck.
With your next project.
Man, you have been on the earth longer than the number of albums you sold.
3,000 copies. I mean, I might sell 3,000 copies of an album. I might be able to do it, y'all. I'm just saying.
I think you can.
I think I might get to 3,000. I mean, damn. My God. Alright, let's see. What else should we do? I guess we can do some Guess the Race. And we'll play Fucking with Black People another time. This is kind of a serious show.
Okay.
We're back. We talked a lot of politics, you know. I know you guys missed us. All right, let's play some Guess the Race.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Ba-dum-bum. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everybody playing is racist, as well as Karen, who's probably the biggest racist.
Oh Lord.
Oh, well, Miss Smart's in the chat room. I don't know. It's close today. It's close. A woman leaves a $5,000 tip on a $55 bill to get revenge on her boyfriend. All right.
That's a lot of money.
It's a hell of a revenge. $55. I wonder what that waitress thought when she saw that motherfucking line at the bottom and saw that 5,000 and was like,
is this typo?
Ma'am, do you know how money works?
Right. I don't even know we got this much money in the register.
I appreciate your $100,000 tip, percent tip, your 100,000% tip, but I don't think this is standard customary. I'll gladly just take, okay. Well, thank you. Clearwater, Florida. Police say a $5,000 tip a woman left on a $55 cafe bill wasn't a case of generosity or charity. The woman was accused of using her boyfriend's credit card to leave the tip as revenge. She's charged with theft in the incident. Now, what the fuck did her boyfriend do?
Somebody made a good point. Was Capital One, you got there to decline that shit and was like, hey, did you make this purchase?
Listen, Chase Bank would have called me for getting gas across the street rather than the gas station I normally go to.
They was like, look, you normally pick the 7-Eleven, you up at Citco.
Chase will give me a phone call. I won't even get the fucking it'll say decline.
It will.
Like, they embarrass you first. Like, decline, nigga. Then you then you go out to the car and you get a phone call like, sir, this is Chase Bank. Did you try to get some gas across the street? Did you try to buy some annihilators at the 7-Eleven on across the street on Top Oval instead of the one you was normally on?
Yeah, they be like, you 28216 is the you 28212 right. Wrong zip code.
Sir, did you go to Krispy Kreme instead of Dunkin' Donuts? Because the way your account is set up, we gonna need you to authorize these charges.
This is not your normal spot.
Listen, they will have you in there looking like a broke boy.
Come on,
don't take no girl on no date with no Chase. I tell y'all that. You go to pay for that bill, sir, your card has been declined. Run it again, sir, your call has been declined and now your phone is ringing.
Right. they like the mafia. They call, hey
sir, is this Applebee's? Because you normally go to O'Charlie's and we just want to make sure these charges are correct.
We want to make sure you normally don't go to Ruth Chris.
Right. Sir,
what is this foolishness? You trying to upgrade?
You going to you supposed to go to Burger King, and tonight you are actually at PF Chang's. This is a Chase fraud, and we're gonna need you to authorize this charge. Need
authorization. What are you doing? You went two blocks up the street to the left.
Sir, we noticed you ordered dessert tonight. You never order dessert, okay? Mm-hmm. Your broke ass is a dollar millionaire. Mm-hmm. Out here trying to live.
We ordered that. We saw that you ordered the sake. You know you ordered the mimosas on sale on Sundays because they are $2 a pop.
Chase called you like it's they money.
No. Yeah, they do. We is not authorizing shit.
They call you like you. I gave you $4 to go to the store. Okay, that's a pack.
And I
of
want my change.
I said a pack of cigarettes. So.
And you better not go to the store across the street.
I sent you up there for goodie powder, a pack of cigarettes, and a Pepsi. Okay? Hey, your ass is up there spending a little too much. Did you try to get some M&Ms? Because this is declined until I find out what is happening with your account.
I sent you up there for some comment. You know I use the comment powder, which is 50 cents. Don't be going up there being fancy using that new shit I don't want.
Right. Tired calling Chase. Auntie Chase. They be
Come on.
Up there like they family. Anyway, Clearwater police say Serena Wolf was upset her boyfriend wouldn't buy her a plane ticket home to Buffalo, New York. A police report says the boyfriend placed a hold on his credit card during the argument, but later lifted it. So he knew what kind of woman he had. He had to put a hold on his own credit card because he said, this motherfucker, this bitch will go spend, she will buy her own plane ticket.
Oh, sorry.
So he said, let me put a hold on my card so she can't go see her mama. And then whenever he took it off, she said, I'm going straight to the store. Keep talk about holding a grudge. She held on to that as long as he put a hold on that credit card. She was mad.
Let
things cool down to the point where he was like, I guess I could take the hold off. Everything's fine.
She must
fine.
Have been checking every day to be sure that hold was on that.
Listen. And then she went her ass up there and said, I'm going to need, let me get a lobster bisque and a salad and keep the change. $5,000.
Yes!
Thank you, Miss Gary Jones.
She was like, what is the lunch special? That's what I want.
Yeah, I want two lunch specials and keep the change.
Okay? They was like, but ma'am, you're only by yourself. No, I want two lunch specials.
Matter of fact, what did that say what happened? It's on me.
Come on.
Go ahead, keep the change. Okay.
She didn't buy nothing.
I'm not even hungry, actually.
She
took the food, threw it in the trash. I'm not even hungry.
Right.
Can I have these wings to go? Okay, I'm not eating. I'm not even eating here. I just want to make somebody, bless somebody's life right now.
She walked in there, has the back of the house ate, that lunch on me.
Did she even attempt to cover it up?
Mm-mm, probably not. Mm. She walked in there, she was like, ooh, do y'all sell gum at the counter? I want this gum.
Right.
I want this cookie, and here's $5,000.
I want him to know it was me, okay?
I want him to know it was me!
In the signature line, I'm putting, bitch, it was me. Investigators say Wolf left a tip at a restaurant in Clearwater's tourist district last week. The restaurant has already paid out the waitress and, oh my god, and the police say it's up to the waitress and the restaurant as to whether or not she gives the tip back. What?
You ain't getting that money.
Let
back.
Me tell you what. You ain't coming back. Then I guess I see you in court, okay?
I
had nothing to do with the crime.
I had not a motherfucking thing to do with that goddamn crime.
This ain't no conspiracy.
Nope.
Okay? Like, that's a donation. Damn. Police was like, oh my god. You gotta kill a waitress. How you gonna get your money back?
And the thing is,
now I gotta kidnap this woman's child.
And the thing is, that was probably all the money at the residence for the night.
Damn.
Cause you know they paid her cash.
How did she even get paid out the $5,000?
They had to write her a check.
So, you know what that means? He didn't get a statement to the end of the month.
Cause you know initially when shit hit, it normally hits the initial purchase.
Yeah.
And then later on, you get the,
Chase let that, or whatever his bank is, let that shit go through.
It wouldn't Chase, I guarantee you.
Whoever, Citibank, somebody let that shit go. Oh, $5,000, $5,000 bill from, Applebee's. That's cool.
They was like, we got the authorization number. Send it.
They're like, I guess someone was eating good in the neighborhood. Approved.
Yes, they was.
The fuck? Oh my god. All right. We gotta go to the next session real quick, and then we'll take your guesses for Guess the Race. All right, so Karen,
mm-hmm.
You have all the clues. Guess the race of this woman, Serena Wolf.
Serena Wolf. You know what? I'm gonna go white because niggas don't have $5,000. They can pull on their card. That shit would about declined. You hit that credit limit.
All right, let's check the chat room, see if they believe.
That would have been the problem.
Oh man, I was watching one of my favorite shows, Fatal Attraction, on TV1 the other day, and I record them, and then I normally fast forward through commercials, but I was away from the remote because I was cooking, so I had to listen to the commercials. Man, every commercial was for like payday loans. Because mm-hmm. Black people don't have no $5,000 on their credit card. I see you, Karen.
Nope. Mm-mm.
White, says the chat room. 53% white. Black. White because a black woman would pay her utilities or whatever else she could using the card, not come up to a stranger.
I know.
Yeah, come up to the stranger.
I know. It would have been like Duke Power.
Right.
Water company.
How you pay your whole electricity for 3 years? How you do that?
How you pay your rent for three years?
White. Serena's are always about that life. He lucky he ain't get stabbed. Black. He had over $5,000 in available credit. White. White collar crime. White. Gas bill not in the baby's name. White. Blue Cantrell is her idol. White. Nobody holds a grudge like a black woman scorn who doesn't make grits and white. So this is a lot of split between black, a lot of white. Now technically Karen's point that he had $5,000 really just would mean that the boyfriend was white, but in this case you are correct, she was also white. Yeah, he had $5,000 in his account. That don't mean shit for her.
Yeah, that's true.
But some of you did say black and you were all wrong. It's a very mischievous looking white woman there. She's like, that's the face she made when she wrote that tip. $5,000. Oh my goodness.
Hey, well, I use syrup. You're gonna have to come get a bitch because you're not getting that money back.
Oh my god. I mean, I guess you're gonna have to go to court and sue his ex-girl. I'm assuming ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, sue her because the restaurant and the server had nothing to do with that transaction.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the next one. Serial toilet clogger is sentenced to 150 days in jail and 3 years of probation.
Ooh.
Damn, 6 months in jail.
You were shitting it up? What is happening here?
A 26-year-old Wisconsin man was sentenced Monday to 3 years of probation for clogging women's toilets in DeLand Park and at his place of work. Oh, just the women's toilets. I guess he's like, well, when I gotta go, I mean, I ain't trying to deal with that.
Oh, so it was like he was clogging it up like with shit? Like, I mean, I know shit, but like other shit other than shit.
I like how I have an article in front of me and you would rather ask the question than let me read it. Patrick D. Beeman was originally charged with 12 misdemeanors of criminal damage to property, but 7 of the charges were dismissed in early June. As conditions of his probation, he will have to serve 150 days in jail, pay more than $5,500 in restitution, not be allowed to possess or consume alcohol or any other controlled substances, and complete 100 hours of community service.
Well, shit.
Yeah, imagine if you would lick some ice cream. Shit. While the state only recommends Beeman serve 30 days in jail as part of probation, Judge Kent Hoffman sentenced him to 30 days for each of the 5 counts of criminal damage to property served consecutively, citing the need for a more severe punishment. Beeman will be able to participate in the Huber program, which will allow him to continue working at his current job but require him to report to jail each day after work.
Well, goddamn!
Man, this nigga doing part-time jail.
Right, at least they let you keep your job.
B-Man apologized for the damage and stressed. He caused in a statement he read during the sentencing Monday. I need to make things right and pray forgiveness every day. According to a criminal complaint, officers found a toilet in the women's bathroom at DeLand County Community Center clogged by a plastic bottle last March. Water was overflowing from the toilet. Officers had checked the restrooms the previous evening and the toilets were not damaged. Officers reviewed 10 similar incidents beginning in April 2017 where toilets were clogged. The city determined each incident caused about $200 in damage. Officers were able to identify Beeman after speaking with the manager at the temp agency for which he worked. He was just a temp doing this? He said Beeman damaged toilets at a company where he was placed by the agency. Oh, he just couldn't help himself. He was only employed there about a month. The manager said Beeman was placed at another company where incidents of a similar nature began to happen. He wasn't looking for jobs. He was looking for toilets to clog.
They got toilets there? That's my only qualification.
Right. What was that job interview
how
like?
How much they pay? I don't even care how much they pay. They got toilets. I'm there.
Where can I start?
They got a women's bathroom. I'm there. Gender neutral. I don't give a damn. A toilet, I'm on it.
According to the complaint, Beeman told police he gets urges to do odd things like look for bottles in the garbage to plug toilets. He said he stopped when he heard police were investigating. But then once you heard the police were investigating, then you stopped. Now all my empathy of maybe you had a serious mental disorder has gone because you knew to stop it when you knew not to go full crazy. So nah, player, I think think you are always in charge of your facilities, even if you were clogging the facilities. Karen, guess the race of Mr. Beeman, Patrick Beeman.
Oh, white.
Karen's going with white on this one. All right. Let's see if the chat room is overflowing with lots of comments. Wisconsin cheese, white. Black based on the sentencing. So he's trying to just, his life's just going down the drain, huh? Black based on sentencing, nasty creep life, white. This is just some nasty white shit, white. Hope they give him a jail cell without a toilet, white. White as the toilets he licked as he clogged them, yuck. Part-time jail, white. The correct answer is, sentenced to part-time jail, white, yeah. The correct answer is, Karen, you gotta correct again, white. And a few of you did miss it. Karen, what'd you say?
I was thinking, yeah, somebody said in the chat room, your job was even willing to work with them. Yeah, he come to work for 8 hours a day and then go straight to jail.
It's all right, he could do it again, but also it's weird too, because like he had jobs where he was doing this and it was tracking him in his employment history. That's probably why he couldn't keep a job, and somehow he still has a job.
Still has a motherfucking job.
Wow. My name is Patrick Beeman. I keep the ladies screaming and the janitors they cleaning.
They're doing a lot of cleaning. A lot of fucking cleaning. I know them janitors want to kill him because they're like, well, god damn, because they got to clean that literally that shit up.
Oh man, it's like four people to get that joke. All right, let's go to the next round, the bonus round.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right, double the points, double the race, and the bonus round to guess the race. So far, Karen is 2-4-2. But will she be able to keep it up in the bonus round?
We will see.
Survey says, I doubt it. let's see. Maybe I can play this article. See if I can give it a second. Probably get a brief ad on here, probably. Don't forget, guys, follow us on social media. The Black Guy Who Tips on Instagram, TBGWT on Twitter. Don't forget our social media for ourselves, Rodimus Prime, and
say that again, that is NDAT. And also, if you want to watch the show live,
this man is facing federal charges accused of running a romance scheme to take it to another level. Prosecutors,
go ahead, what were you saying?
I'm about to tell you, might not be able to get a restart, that's why I got quiet. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, it's too late now. Go ahead and finish what you were going
to
say.
I was about to say, if you want to see the show live, go to crowdcast.io if you want to see us live.
All right. Great. Search the Blackout Tips there. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see if I can play this.
Sorry for freestyling.
No. You just trying to vamp.
Team to take it to another level. Prosecutors.
All right. I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Running a romance scheme to take it to another level. Prosecutors say he met women on dating apps, gained their trust, and then convinced them to send about $1 million in cash.
Channel 9's Anthony Costura was the only reporter in court uptown when that suspect was indicted today.
$1 million from women? Wow, that must dick too bomb.
Gotta be.
This dick ain't free. That is a scamming legend. Okay, we don't see that often.
Vulnerable women looking for love, but it was all a scam. Now these documents from federal court reveal how a man from Ghana, now living in Charlotte, tricked his victims.
We've reported plenty on romance scams before. A suspect meets a victim online, pretends a romantic relationship, and then asks for money. But federal prosecutors say Suleiman Al-Hassan took things to a whole new level. And they say he pocketed $1 million over it. Al-Hassan is from Ghana. Like in other romance scams, he'd meet people through dating websites. Prosecutors say his group would target older people. But once they were hooked with false promises of romantic relationships, this scheme would shift from romance to get rich quick. Prosecutors say Al-Hassan and his co-conspirators would falsely claim to own large quantities of gold in Ghana. They would tell victims that they needed to send him cash so they could ship that gold to the U.S. and sell it. They claim the victim would then share their profits. In court Monday, prosecutors say he'd get the victims to send their cash to him, hiding in the mail by tucking cash inside of magazines, sometimes $30,000 to $40,000 at a time.
Woo! He faces 60 years in prison and fines totaling nearly $800,000 if convicted. In Uptown, Anthony Castura, Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
Wow, you heard in that story that the victims lost up to $30,000 to $40,000. And believe it or not, unfortunately, that is not unusual. So we want to bring
our expert,
Action 9's Jason Sturjanki, to talk about this. Jason?
Yeah, well, you remember a few weeks ago I told you about a new study that showed the average North Carolina victim lost more money to romance scams than people in any other state. So I want you to remember three things for me. First, the picture you see may not be who you're really talking to. Second, if you meet someone on a dating site, be suspicious if that person seems eager to get you off the site, basically wants to call or text you instead. And third, don't send money to someone you haven't met in person, especially if the person says that money is for medical expenses or for travel expenses, so you two can be together.
Yeah, we keep having to review this so people don't fall victim to it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely.
Mm-mm-mm. Ooh, they've been getting folks down here. I didn't realize we was number one in something I didn't want us to be number one in.
Karen,
who's number two? South Carolina?
Guess the race of, yeah. I mean, I guess this guy gives love a bad name. Karen, you want to guess the race of Suleiman Hassan?
Al-Hassan? Black. He hit that with that, ready or not. Here I come. You can hide. He gonna find you and get your money.
Yeah, he's just a thief of the heart. Let's check chat room, see what they believe. Black. Don Juan DeMarco, scam guy, Black. Man from Ghana, Black victims, white. The women was white. I don't know, they could have just meant old.
Yeah, old.
This sounded like he was getting some old women's.
Old women with some money.
Some old church ladies and shit, been saving money for their whole lives.
Right, for their retirement.
Coming to America to take that money, coming to America, I'm so happy to be here, Black. Catfish didn't do shows at NC's, Black. African booty scratcher, ashy footed African Black man. Jesus, what's love gonna do with it?
Oh no! Oh no!
Somebody
just said nigga.
Black. I said that one.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, this is a nigga, Black. The correct answer is, and y'all got it, Black. Shout out to all my Nigerians out there, like, not us this time.
Not us.
Ha ha, how y'all like it, Ghana? Mm-hmm. He Ghana with your money.
Okay? Yes, he is.
So, he was Black. Nice. I would love to see the pictures of the women, though. I do feel like he had a type. And I wonder if it was old Black ladies or white rich ladies. And if he was breaking them off that pipe, like, how you, $1 million, listen, the price of dick is free, 99. To be able to scam $1 million out of any amount of women is honestly amazing. And it wasn't like you look at him and go, oh my God, it's Idris Elba. He's just like a regular ass, could be working at the,
normal,
could be working at Payless Shoes, nigga. Like, congratulations to that dude. Hey, what's the secret? He need to write a book, okay? He wasting his life scamming women. He need to be writing a book. He could be a billionaire already. All right, let's get to the last thing. Sword Ratchet this time. Boom. brilliant attorney, Denver attorney Rob Corey arrested again after allegedly threatening people with a sword. Attorney Rob Corey was arrested for the second time in less than a month Tuesday night, this time for allegedly threatening people with a saber-style sword near downtown Denver.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, imagine you're one of his clients. This motherfucker defending you?
I thought you were going to say saber-tooth sword. I was like, what kind of fucking sword is that?
I don't know. Sound like they got one.
Yes, it does.
Corey is set to appear in court Wednesday afternoon after his arrest on one count of displaying, flourishing a weapon. It's the second time he's been arrested in 3 weeks.
What?
He has been representing the suspect truck driver in a deadly semi crash on I-70 and was one of the authors of Amendment 64. Was also arrested in mid-June after a bizarre incident at Denver International Airport in which he allegedly took control of a woman's car, saying he was being chased by Arabs and they had a helicopter. He also allegedly threatened a woman and hit several other cars. Oh, wow.
And this is a lawyer?
He's the lawyer. And
You literally would be better off defending yourself. You still gonna lose, but at least shit, defend yourself then, damn.
In the incident Tuesday night, police were called around 7:30 p.m. to a reporter of a man waving a sword around. Several people waved officers down, pointing to Corey's black Maserati, in which officers found Corey with no sword at first. A witness told responding officers that she saw Corey waving the saber style sword in the air, and other witnesses said that Corey was yelling and threatening people. Another witness showed the officer a video of Corey pointing the sword toward a man and walking around him. Another man told officers that he had seen Corey pull the sword out of his trunk. Corey gave the officer permission to check his trunk, where the officer found a two foot long sword, according to a probable cause statement. Harvey Steinberg, who is representing Corey in both of his recent cases, declined to comment when reached by phone Wednesday morning. Corey is set to appear in court at 1 p.m. Wednesday on displaying, flourishing a weapon count. Court records show he is set to appear in court in another case on July 31st. He is also being investigated on arrest charges of aggravated motor vehicle theft, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and kidnapping.
What? Now my lawyer need a lawyer?
Now see.
And I need a lawyer too?
When you walk into the law offices of Corey and Hart or whatever the fuck it is, and you see that sword hanging above his desk right next to his law degree, that's when you walk out.
That's the end of the conversation.
Cause you know what? Not the lawyer for you. Unless you like jail. Mm-mm. You're going to jail. That's what the fuck.
This is not ninja court.
And yes, before you even ask, yes he was. All right, y'all, we'll talk to you guys next time.
I'm about to say, we ain't doing that bullshit.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to the chat room. For hanging out with us live. Missed you guys. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.